Blog Talk Radio.
Would you like to take your power back by following the principles of the universal law? Earth-based spirituality such as Pantheonism, Shamanism, and personal alchemy? Are you sick of giving your power away to power-hungry gurus, the corrupt government, the globalists, and realize you have a higher purpose on this planet? That you are gods and goddesses that need to snap out of amnesia and reclaim your birthright? We're Darren and Dr. Joanna Wells with Double B, founder of the Gods of Amenti, psychic intuitives, transformation coaches, training others to uncover lost knowledge and reclaim their sovereignty, here to guide you every Sunday at 6 to 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and Wednesday 4:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on our show, Moving Beyond the Matrix, on freedomizerradio.com. Call-in number is 319-527-6208.
All radio stations in town were palm trees, we'd be the one with the biggest coconuts.
Check this out, we got a great show coming your way today.
Hey, everybody, get it out!
All I can say is wow.
Lock it on to the best station on the net. Online.
God, I love the station.
I am completely in awe of him.
I'm addicted to this.
I'm excited for him.
You got it going on, girl.
I love you.
There's nothing
like it. You're not on. Hi, everyone. Welcome. This is Dr. Joanna Wells. And yeah, I'm really, really happy to be here. It's really awesome. We're back. This is from freedomriserradio.com and Moving Beyond the Matrix, which is pretty cool. Give me just a few seconds right now. Okay, just waiting for the hubby, Darren Wells, to come on board here. But tonight's going to be a very wonderful night, very exciting night, because I have a special guest who I've known for 8 years. I can't believe it. I was actually counting the years before I got started. I'm like, how long did I know her for? We've known each other for 8 years online, and she's a powerful alchemist, a magical alchemist, and necromancer. And she has a story to share with you, really awesome story about how she was able to get rid of child protective services, CPS. They were knocking on her door. They started to crap with her, trying to find reasons to take her kids. And, she let them have it. She let them have it magically. Well, she stood her ground, of course, mundanely, in the mundane world, she stood her ground, but then magically she handled it. And, but I'll let her tell you the story. It's very, very exciting. And she's had a lot of wonderful successes as well. And, go ahead and speak, Darren. Let's see I'll hear you.
Is it working?
I can't hear you. I mean, when you call in, I can see that you call in. But it's okay. You can go ahead and here, go ahead and speak. It's fine. No problem. All right. Here's my husband.
Yeah, I did have my big warm welcoming pitch there. But the system screwed up, so proof negative if you're listening. Fix your system, please. I couldn't call in to do any of this sort of stuff, and it showed that I called in, but my, everything was okay on my side, so I don't know. We're having technical issues, and our second night back at Freedomizer Radio with Moving Beyond the Matrix and the Double Ds. So, yeah, just like my wife was saying there, we got some interesting stuff tonight. We got our first caller coming on this show this evening. But don't forget, every Sunday and every Wednesday, we're always talking about stuff like cryptocurrency, conspiracy theories, aliens, the paranormal, ghosts, and all that kind of stuff. Obviously, including in their current affairs and solutions. The solutions are most important part of the show, because that's what we can also offer for different problems in today's world. But today, I think we're going to be talking about manipulating energy. Anybody can do it. Everybody can do it. All you need is a little practice. Practice, practice, practice makes perfect. Keep doing it. Learn how it's done. And obviously, in our shows, we're going to be telling you and teaching you this kind of stuff. And obviously, this evening, I nearly said wizard, but it's a female. She's a witch or a magician, you know, an alchemist, a true alchemist that can actually manipulate energy. And she does all this for a service. So if you're having a little bit of problem out there with whatever, anything and everything, energies can be manipulated for your favor. And it's as simple as that. And that's what this evening's show is all about. It's about manipulating the energy, and it's to do with a little bit of magic, and it's all to do with alchemy, basically, which is what everybody can do.
You can call in. I figured it out. Yeah, you can call in now because she called in and it popped right up. Okay. Yeah, I figured it out because she called in and she's on, no problem, but my husband's going to be calling in as well. So I'm going to wait for him to call in. And then we can go ahead and get moving forward. But anyway, yeah, I've known her for a long time. And, you know, I'm a practicing magician, as I've mentioned before. I started on the right path for many years with the Hermetic Order of the Golden Dawn and Hermetics, Egyptian magic, ancient Jewish mysticism like the Kabbalah. And then I veered off on the other path of the left-hand path, and there's a reason for that. There's a reason why I moved on to the left-hand path. But, you know, again, I don't like to say I'm just left-hand. I mean, I work with a lot of old ancient gods that were demonized later on. I mean, I just say I'm pagan. You know, I just keep it easy. But people in the left-hand path would know me as a demonolatrist. And I'll go further into that as well, that I am a demonologist too. But she has a lot of power and ability when it comes to magic. And let's see here. Oh, yeah. Okay, it showed up. Right on. You're on. Yeah, good, goody, goody. Okay, my husband's on right now. Yay.
Hello.
You have to go there because of feedback. Okay, awesome. He's on. I'm so happy and excited. Okay, so sorry, guys, for this delay. I mean, there have been some internet issues with everybody, too. Even Zep has been having some issues as well. So anyway, I'm going to go further along with the information. So yeah, practicing magic is very, very powerful and very important for the reason to protect yourself. You know, sometimes we get into certain situations in our lives where, you know, we've done the lawyers, we've done everything. We've done every paperwork we possibly can. And sometimes you really just need a little bit of powerful magic. And let me tell you one of her successes already. She's also helped my daughter. My daughter was having an issue because she's a big Spotify singer now. She's very well known. She's becoming very well known in her circle. And she makes really good money. And this guy that she was working with was trying to take money from her and all this stuff illegally. And finally, she ended up saying, hey, I'm, you know, she showed copyright papers and all that to get rid of him. And he's just started up again, trying to start up some problems to prevent her from making money while streaming her music, where they were putting her on hold for like 10 days to go through the process of looking to make sure that that's her music. And he did it deliberately. And this other girl was cahooting with him. And then she even sent her a hex onto my daughter where her throat would start hurting so she couldn't sing again. All this nasty stuff. And so then my daughter and I, we decided we sent the energy back. We utilized, you know, we used the power of demonology, conjured up some powerful demons. And it was just sending it back. You know, we don't just hurt people. And then I asked up, I said, please, you know, help as well. And she put a protection shield on her and all that. And she's done a lot of work. And all of a sudden today, my daughter's like, oh my gosh, I'm starting to see more synchronicity numbers, like 1111, 222, you know, all these things on the clock. She says, I haven't seen those in a long time. It's like everything is, you know, coming into my life now, like in a better way. And I said, yeah, I said, that put a shield around you, you know? So, I mean, it's really, the stuff works, because when you realize that you live in a holographic universe, that we live in a simulation, and we really do, because my husband and I, when we do our transformation work, we have done stuff with our students to actually prove this, that, you know, some type of exercise with their hands, and when they're done, they're like, oh my God, how the hell did my hand look like that? You know, one side, it looked bigger than the other, and when it was like completely together, it was like completely the same size, and then by the time you're done with the exercise, you see one hand bigger than the other. You actually see that, oh my gosh, if you can do that with your hand, imagine what you can do with this reality, because really the reality is in the macrocosm, but it's coming from the microcosm, which is coming from inside of you. Okay, so it's very, very powerful. And, you know, a lot, there's people out there that are in the mundane world. They don't believe in it. They joke about it. But I'm going to tell you something right now. The elites, the echelons, believe in it more than you do. They believe in it heavy and hardcore because they're doing powerful blood rituals right now. And it's always around this time, around March, around, you know, Halloween. So around March, the energies have been really weird, really strange, really heavy. And it's because they're performing human blood sacrifices. And it, usually they're getting prepared and ready for these ceremonies towards the end of March, early April. So it's like not a good time to really go outside as much because people start acting weird. The energies are just off. But anyways, I'm going to go ahead and bring her on the call, Zep Tepe. Really happy to have her on. Zep, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Hey, girl. How are you? Yeah, I can hear you fine. It's so good to hear your voice again.
Right? It's been a long minute.
Yeah.
It's good to hear yours, too. It's been long. A lot has happened.
Yeah, totally. I know. It's been just so much happening. You were saying about the energies. You want to expand upon that?
It went really crazy like Tuesday, and I had people mysteriously show up at my house, random people and other people that I didn't know, and I'm like, why are you here? And they're like, well, we don't really know, but we were just, you know. And I'm like, okay, that doesn't sound right to me. If you can't explain why you're here and I don't know why you're here, you need to leave. And then, like, it was just, it was weird. And people were flipping out that day, and the police were all over the place. And that weird energy went on the whole day. It went on all night. It infiltrated my dreams, and I believe that it was attacked from the government, because this isn't the first time that they've done this, where people said they were dreaming about some really weird shit and felt like they were being attacked in their dream state or in their astral state. And I believe that this was another malicious attack.
Wow, we were having some weird dreams too, like weird, you know, like I couldn't even explain my daughter too, you know, her and I are extremely empathic, and we're like, what the fuck is going on? I had the weirdest freaking dreams, man, this past week, even more so. Wow.
Oh, no, that one day, it was enough for me after I woke up feeling some type of way.
Yeah.
Like, it was not cool what was going on in the dream. And also this one particular guy, all the people in what I was, where I was at, which I didn't know where I was at. I was in a weird building surrounded by people, and there was heavy drug trafficking coming in and out. And it's almost like I was just there observing, even though they can see me. And this one guy, I wanted to ask him so bad, are you wearing contacts or is that like your real eyes? Because this guy had reptilian eyes and he was black.
Oh,
and I said,
shit.
I don't think this is a good sign.
Oh, my God.
Like, I don't know who this guy is. And he was a he was pretty tall. He was like six foot six.
Whoa.
And they were all doing hardcore drugs.
It was
just really strange.
Oh, my God. Because I'm going to tell you something. Autumn was having an interesting experience, my daughter. She had a dream also. It was a crazy dream. I think it was Monday night or Tuesday night. And she dreamt, check this shit out. She dreamt she was being invited to a, like, some celebration, some big party. And it was that night. It was in this big house. And she said the people and the lady that said, oh, you know, here, I'll invite you over. And the lady got scared. She started freaking out because her eyes turned black, pitch black. And
see, but
my
it was like a party.
And she's like,
that's
oh,
the same
my God.
Thing I had.
Oh, my gosh. Are you serious? Oh, I got to get my daughter on here. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, so anyway, she said it was like a party. Hold on a second. And it was really, really, really crazy. And she said that they all had black eyes, and they looked crazy. Oh, I'm hearing a lot of tacking in the background, Chica. I don't know. There's a lot of tacking. Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Anyways, I heard – so what happened – no, it's okay. So what she was saying is they were like looking psychotic, like crazy, like like they were drugged up or something. And I go, oh my God, I'm like, are you serious, hon? And so you know what she did? You know what she did? Hmm. She conjured up Lucifer, Belial, and Azazel, and she said, Lucifer, Belial, Azazel, because, you know, we work with those energies. And some of the people outside listening, they're probably going to freak out. Say, oh, my God, you're devil worshippers. No, we're not devil worshippers. Believe me, we're not. We don't believe in the devil, okay? You don't want to go on there, baby? Okay, Zeph had the same similar dream as you about a party, and people were like, but they were on drugs, like a lot of drugs.
Yep.
That's why she wanted you to come on and at least explain your side. Do you just want to do for a few minutes? Okay, my daughter, she's not feeling good right now. She's going through her, both of us, we are on heavy antibiotics for sinusitis. But anyway, so but let me tell you guys. What was that?
It sounds like one of those.
What is that?
One of those party friggin' parties, right?
Yep.
Yeah, like the Bohemian Grove or Illuminati or whatever the hell party. And they looked psychotic. And they all had black eyes.
Yeah,
big mansions, big house.
In these big mansions, they drag you in, they lure you. So yeah, you can have all these millions of dollars.
Yeah.
You have this for us. It's the number one thing.
So what happened?
That's how they get all of the stars. And then they blackmail them because, oh, look, we got a put for you and a child. And then they blackmail you. That's pretty much how it works in the stardom world.
Yeah, let me tell you what she did. So when she conjured them up, because she knows this is the underworld, I'm going to conjure up some powerful demons, but they're on our side, right? So she did that. And because she felt like, she said she kept trying to wake up in the dream. She couldn't. She felt really, like, drugged or something. Like, she couldn't move. They wouldn't let her move. And she was laying in on the ground. And it was so real, she could not get out of the dream. So she goes, Lucifer, Belial, Azazel. Lucifer, Belial, Azazel. And boom, she was released. She was free. Completely free.
That was an attack.
And she woke up,
that
like, not a problem.
Right.
Yeah. Oh my god!
Like,
I guess
eyes,
so. I guess that was a major
really,
freaking attack.
I wasn't really looking like at everyone's eyes because there was too much of people going mm-hmm. in and coming out, and so it was only like certain
mm-hmm.
people that I was looking at, and you know, they were having like a hardcore party, but it was like with a lot of motion of people coming in and leaving and people staying and other people coming in. And so
yep.
I was like, something's not right with this whole thing here. And the guy's eyes was an indicator of that. And I think that I'm not going to say it's all government. I think that they were involved, but I think that maybe another alien race is involved in this, and because they would be able to broadcast that
mm-hmm.
on a bigger scale than what government
mm-hmm.
can do. So the next time that frequency
yeah.
starts running, because I will remember what it feels like, I'm sending my dragons out to find that signal, and then I want to know where it's coming from, and then we're going to roll their ass.
Good idea. Yeah,
because I don't
good
want to go
idea.
Through that
you
again.
Know,
that was crazy.
Oh my gosh. You know, you were saying something about dragons. Lately, I've been really pulled to dragon magic, draconian dragon magic. And I had a dream. I think it was last week or 2 weeks ago. It was actually a very effing awesome dream, guys. I had a dream that I was in a beautiful New Age bookstore, you know, because we don't get that shit here. I mean, where I'm at here in the Yucatan. Maybe in Mexico City, you got Wicca, witchcraft, you have botanicas, though, all over the place. But it was a new age, like a metaphysical store. It was so huge. And, of course, all the books were in English. And my husband, I go, oh, my God, it's so awesome. I got to find the book that I want. So I couldn't find anything. And then I found a book on Azazel. And I'm like, oh, my God, that's the book. And it said Azazel and Paimon, the other demon. And I'm like, whoa, you know, I'm going to get that book. And then all
oh,
of a sudden,
payment.
Out of the blue, pops up this beautiful, yeah, payment. And then all of a sudden, out of the blue, this beautiful dragon pops up, and it was next to an amethyst rock. It looked like a purplish, of different color dragon statue. I go, oh, my God. I said, I'm going to get this. This is so beautiful. Like, it really pulled me in. So since then, I went and ordered some dragon cards. And then I'm like, you know, I want to learn more about the dragon magic. So I just went and got, what's her name? Hold on. It's all in the left-hand path. Not that fluffy bunny shit. I'm sorry. I'm not into that crap. Draconian
oh,
Ritual
right.
Book by, yeah, I know. I hate that fucking, you know, I'm sorry for cussing, but you know what I mean. It's just very fluffy bunny crap. By Asenath
yeah,
Mason.
Yeah, it is fluffy bunny.
You know, she was part of the becoming living beyond the matrix. Asenath
oh,
Mason.
Oh, yeah.
She's
her
the one,
own
she,
website. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, she's very left-hand path, right? And I'm like, you know what? I was looking at DJ Conway's stuff. It's kind of cute and nice. But I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to get that book because I'm very much in the left-hand path because, you know, we're in the left-hand path, you know, we have power. We are in control of our destiny, basically. Like if you know, in the right-hand path is kind of, it's more of personal development. But the problem is they believe that there's always someone higher than them and they're below them, okay, which represents slavery to me. But in
right.
left-hand path, we are those gods. I mean, we come from source. We come from the all, which gave birth to us, of course. You know, I call it source, love, whatever you want to call it. But we're here to master ourselves to be powerful gods. And that's what you do with the left-hand path. What do you think about that, Zeb? What's your take on the left-hand path and the right-hand path?
Well, the right-hand path and left-hand path is different, but the left-hand path, I think, has a bad name over it because it's about self-empowerment. But the problem really creeped in when people became too selfish, too greedy, to everything, and not helping anybody except themselves. And I don't believe originally
mm-hmm.
left-hand path was that way. I think
yeah,
over time
I agree
it
with
ended
that.
Up turning like that. So it's not, I don't believe it's supposed
mm-hmm.
to be that way. And right hand obviously is dealing with the higher angelic forces and all that. So there is a difference, but I mean, you could still do both and still help your friends and your family or offer services to other people or whatever services you have, or, you know what I mean? It doesn't have to be like all about you because it's left hand path. I think people need to stop being so selfish, because we have too many people that want to say they're part of the magical community, but then never offer their hand to help anybody. And then they fight amongst each other and they attack each other. And I'm like, what is this? What kind of bullshit is this?
It's childish. Yeah, it's very ego-based. Right. I agree with you 100%. And I believe that the magicians, to be a real powerful magician, you need to master both sides. And you have access to both sides. You know, I love the paganism. I love druidism. I love, you know, even it might be a little right-hand path or maybe not, or it's their own way. We don't even call it categorized. It's nature. It's paganism. It's beautiful. I mean, that's what I love. I love just nature. And then when you work with the ancient gods before they were demonized, of course, when the Bible came, they were demonized. But these gods were around millions of years before the Bible was ever created. So, and they were helping people. They were helping people to help themselves to, because it was to help against a battle that was raging from the echelon. So it was to teach them, and that's what Azazel did. It was to teach them to utilize tools, you know, such as armor, whatever, you know, they had to do to protect themselves. And that's what I found with the demons that I work with. It's to help better yourself, to protect yourself, and to be pretty much like, I feel that they're like ninja mentors, like to be a powerful assassin only to protect yourself, not to go and start shit with people, you know, to be a calm, like a Buddhist, like a Shaolin monk. And so that has been my experience. But anyway, I wanted to ask you, girl, what got you involved in magic? Let's hear more about you and your background. What got you first involved in magic?
It's kind of a long story, but I'm going to try to keep it short because I don't want it to go real long because it'll be ridiculous. We'll be sitting here for a long minute, but we'll be sleeping, eating dinner, all that, you know, and like watching shows in between listening to this. But unfortunately, my mom was mixed up with the wrong people, and she got with this guy that happened to be on the left-hand path, but to what extent, I don't know. I don't know if he was just LHP or if he was a Satanist, or I don't know. And wasn't able to find that part out because my spirits destroyed him. But let's go back a little bit further. She chose my father over him, even though she was with both of them. And when she chose my dad and I wasn't born yet, that rocked the boat big time, and the guy had put a curse on my mom, my dad, his parents, which are my grandparents, couldn't do it to her parents because they weren't around, and my siblings, other extended family members. So it was a major problem. They didn't know that this had happened. And nobody could figure out why they had such terrible luck and what the hell was the problem. And I don't know when this guy died. I'd have to try to figure out when he died. But after I was born, or right before I was born, that's when he did the curse. And everything was just shitty. I was really, really sick as a child, in and out of the hospital. And I mean really sick. Like really, really sick. And I was constantly, you know, in and out with my grandparents taking me to the hospital. And it was a major issue because I was chronically ill. And as I got older, I was still sick. And I was still even sick even when I moved to Oregon, when I was like 25 or 26. When I moved there, I was still chronically ill. So I was still sick as a wouldn't say middle-aged person, but, you know, I was in my 20s at that point. And still really sick. I'm on the phone. I was sick, and, you know, I'd have days where I'd felt better and would be, you know, whatever, I'd be fine. But then I would always end up really sick again. Sorry about that. The dog's jumping all over.
No, it's okay.
So as time went on, things kept getting worse. And then when I hit about 12 years old, that's when we ended up in our first car accident. And then every couple of years, I was getting hit by a car. I was either getting ran over by a car, but not dying, or, you know, I didn't get killed. And it's just the cops even don't understand that. They said after being hit 12 times by different cars, there's just no way. You should have been dead the second time you were hit. And
oh my God.
I was either walking or we were driving, but it was never the driver's fault of the car that I was in. It was always the other person hitting us or running me over while I was walking. And one time I was pregnant and
that's
they hit
crazy.
Me and ran me over, and I still got up anyway. And people were really mad at this woman. They were banging on her car. She got scared and said, well, I didn't know. I didn't see her there. And they're like, how can you not see her? And so, you know, after all that happened, I told a friend of mine that he's, you know, he deals with Ifa and the Orishas.
Oh, Ifa.
And he does voodoo.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so I told him, I said, hey, you know, I've had this problem go on for a long time. Haven't really talked to talked to anybody about it, but I'm tired of getting ran over. I'm tired of being chronically ill, and I want to know what is wrong. And he said, what's wrong? And I told him, you know, what had some of what had happened of this problem being a chronic problem. One of them was being sick all the time. The other was getting ran over by cars. And he said, yeah, something's wrong there.
Shit.
Something's really wrong. And he said, let me get back to you. So he had summoned Ochozi and Ogun and asked them, and they said that she has a curse on her, and that curse was put on her right before she was born, right before she was born or somewhere, maybe even after, but it was around that time. And they said that it didn't activate until she was 12, and that's when she got ran over with the first – or got hit with the first car, correct? So that's what happened. And they didn't know at that time who was behind this, like who created this problem and why. And that was the biggest question I had was why? Why me? I didn't do anything to anybody. I know for sure in my past life I haven't done anything that would earn me this type of curse. Because I didn't keep up with people. I kept to myself, and if people needed help, I would help them, but I wouldn't go out of my way to do things to bring it back on me. So so then I said, okay, well, we need a resolution because I can't stay like this. And there was a woman that did tarot, like really good tarot, somewhere in Europe. I can't remember because this was back in 2011. She did a reading for me, and she said, before I give you your reading, and she said, in the cards, I was really concerned when I was pulling them out that it's very clear to me that you had a curse put on you, and it's really destroyed the better half of your life.
Oh, my God.
She's like, I felt a lot of pain and sorrow and suffering and everything else in between from this curse. And I'm like, how the hell does she know that? And I asked a friend of mine that was in the craft, and she said, well, some people are very gifted with the cards, and if they have that gift, they can really, really hone in and read in between those cards that most people can't do, and that's one of those people. And I was just like, wow. I was like, I don't want nobody doing no more card readings for me because I don't want them to like really know like about my past because it's not anything to glamour over. It was really bad. And it's all because my mother made a decision. And so what I did is my grandmother and grandfather had already passed. When they came to my house, I said, look, there is a curse on us. And that's why we had all this stuff go on and on and on until you guys died. And the others that are still living are affected by it. I'm still affected by it. Who was with my mother that would have caused this problem? And she could only think of one guy, and that was the guy that she was dating. And I told my spirits, I want you to hunt him down. And they hunted him down. He was scared because he got word from, I think, his spirits or somebody told him that they found out. She found out that she was cursed by you, and they're coming for you, and you're not going to be able to hide. And
oh my God.
Got all nervous and shit, and they found him. And I told my Iblis Jinn, he either starts talking and explains what type of magic or what he put on me and reverse this, or he is going to suffer the ultimate death that not even death will seek any rest from.
Mm-hmm.
And so
he
was tortured for 6 months, and he would not talk. And, you know, William, I told William about this, and William said, you know, that's a lot of suffering, a lot of suffering to not want to talk and explain what you had did so it could be reversed. Why would you want to be tortured that long?
So he didn't. So that was the torture? He just couldn't talk? Or what was the torture exactly?
The torture that we did on him was done by different entities of basically killing him and then resurrecting him, pulling him back to life, and then killing him again. And that went on for many months. Yeah, it was extreme. It was extreme. He would not talk.
What? Oh, my God.
He would not talk. So that was not all of it, but that was some of it. And it got really ugly and really dark.
Oh,
and he refused to answer the question. And I said, okay, hardcore ass, you're going to die. And when I shatter you for the second time, because there is a second death, and only people that know how to do that type of magic can do it, because not many can do it. When you die, you can die again. And that is, I believe it's been scientifically proven, but I think that information has been concealed. And when you shatter for the second time, you basically turn into neutrons or something smaller, and you will never be the same again. You are permanently fragmented.
Oh, wow. Like so your spirit, your soul is completely fragmented.
Yes. It's completely fragmented. It'll never be the same again. And I said, for this type of torture that I did not deserve, for a decision I did not make, and I had to suffer the ultimate pain of this curse that you put on my mother and everybody else, because you were so selfish, you will now never reincarnate again. Not ever.
Ooh, that's pretty good. That's a good one.
Right. So he'll never be able to reincarnate.
Wow.
I think his memory, as far as whatever that was there, that's gone. It's like he never existed. Because he's too much of a threat. He's too much of a threat. If he reincarnates again, you would have to do that so the person cannot reincarnate. Because, see, there's a difference between...
No, it is. It's dangerous. He's dangerous, the son of a gun,
you know? He's very unstable, very dangerous, and then he went through all that torture and wouldn't talk still. I'm like, you're a crazy motherfucker, but all right. So, you know, like, there's a difference between crossing over. There's a difference between crossing over and transitioning. Transitioning is when you die and leave out of your body, and now you're part of the paranormal realm, you know. And then you have crossing over. Crossing over means that there's that white light, and if you don't get your ass out of it and you go into it, you're not coming out of there. It is a holding facility. I don't want to say facility because it doesn't really make sense to some people. Once you go in that light that they always talk about, you cannot come out unless you know how to do sorcery. You will be stuck in there.
Mm-hmm.
And so
I heard it was like a trap.
Yes, it's a trap.
Oh, okay.
And one of my main spirits that does sorcery, she took my grandparents and my son's grandparents over through the...
Wait, Didi.
Over through the light. And they weren't trapped because she knows how to maneuver in and out.
Stop it, Didi.
And
wow, okay.
So they went in there to see if they can find any of their, you know, relatives, other people that may be incarnating that they know, but don't want to be trapped in there. Because, see, the only way out at that point, the only way out is reincarnation. That is the only way out.
Yes. I was hearing about that. I wanted to talk more about that. because even my Darren, you spoke of this before, and I know David Wilcox spoke of this, about the soul trap, that they get everyone to believe, oh, at the end of the tunnel, you're going to go to a beautiful place, you're going to go to a beautiful temple, you're going to meet, you know, what all these families and whatever, and really it's a trap. And that is why I believe that's why we have to master magic while we're in this reality now, right?
Yes, you need to figure that out now before you die.
Yeah,
because
then you
got to
reincarnate again.
Right. So when you transition, you're going to have to learn how to maneuver in that realm, and it's going to be starting at ground zero, and that's going to suck because it's not going to be the same. You're going to have to learn how to open doors with, you know what I mean? Like, that's a whole different thing. Like, you have to learn how to manipulate objects because now you're in the spectral realm and you don't have your body.
Mm-hmm.
So now it ain't going to be the same. And I don't think people understand that. You have to learn how to open things and close things. And if you can't, you're going to have a problem. And
right.
A lot of people don't know how. And so it's a learning process. And you have to learn how to use your own energy to be able to make things work when you're working between the realm you're in and this realm of the living.
Yeah, like and you can start off, and I was going to say, I'm so sorry, but you can start off by lucid dreaming, utilize that skill and astral projection. Actually, last night I had a freaking awesome dream. It just came out of the blue. I just remembered, you know, you don't remember till later. I was flying, girl. And I haven't had a flying dream in a long time. It's been a while. And I kept flying,
oh my God,
and I kept showing everyone that I could just fly.
Yeah, no, the last time I did, I was a child. And so it's very hard to fly on astral. When you're on the astral realm, it's hard. So you best be practicing, because if you don't, you're going to have one hell of a time when you transition. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, it was fun. I know. You're going to be all over the damn place. And you know what? The first time, years ago. We were in Sonora, Mexico. This was like, oh my gosh, 2018, 19 or something like that. And then I dreamt it was a lucid dreaming, but I had absinthe, girl, because they can have it here in Mexico. You can have absinthe. And I had a little absinthe. I had a drink, whatever. Got a little, you know, tipsy as hell. And then I astral projected so much that I couldn't go back into my body. And then I wanted to pee so bad I couldn't use the toilet. And I wanted to drink some water, so I went into the kitchen to open up the fridge, and the damn thing would not freaking open. I'm like, what the hell, you know? And then I said, no, screw this. I'm astral traveling. I get it now. I'm going to go run out that window. I'm going to fly. So I did, because it's will. You utilize the power of your will. That's what magicians do. We utilize the power of our will. When we know we're not in this mundane reality, we're like, hey, we're in the astral plane. Let's fucking have fun. Let's do something. So I ran and jumped out of the window in the dream, and I flew so high over the freaking desert, dude. It was the best freaking feeling I ever had in my life. But I haven't had that experience.
You have some balls,
yeah,
girl.
I'm not jumping
out the window.
Flew.
I'm just...
Well, I flew out the window. Well, I ran out the window, and I flew, because I'm like, you know what? This is not real around me. This is not a real world. This is malleable, and I'm going to do it. Like, I'm such a risk taker, right? And it worked. So you got to snap at that dream illusion. There's that dream illusion. Oh, you're going to wait for someone. You know, when you die and you're going to have your grandma come and say hi to you. And I heard that that's a projection, like an illusional projection of the trap, right? The soul trap that we're in.
Oh, wait.
That you're going to be in.
Some of them are like for when that white light appears, and that can be deceiving. And that's where you have to learn discernment. And a lot of people could have got stuck in there that we had to literally stand in front of that light and block them because they were hypnotized. It does a heavy hypnotism, and a lot of times people cannot break out of that. And another person will have to go in the astral on there and literally stand there and block it for that person to snap out of it. Once they snap out of it, they're like, oh, you know, thank God I was being sucked in. I couldn't break out of it. I tried to break free and I couldn't get it. So, you know, that's usually what they say, is that they couldn't break free and they're getting sucked in. And, you know, it's a vicious cycle when that does happen, because it does happen to people. And it's like, as soon as you die, now you're in the reincarnation stage and you're in the holding area that you can't leave. And you cannot leave until you reincarnate, because that is your only way out.
So, oh, my goodness. Wow.
So, yeah, there could be other entities that could trick you. But usually when you transition, you usually see your loved ones by your bedside. The only scary thing is that you need to make sure that if you feel like you're not capable of ignoring that light, you best have your spirits or somebody else standing right there when your body, when your soul leaves out of your body, because if they don't block it in time, you will get sucked in and you will be stuck there and it will suck.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I'm definitely having my powerful guides next to me, for sure. And they say light. The light is all good. Everything is so good about the light. And, you know, this whole starseed stuff. Nothing else, guys, again, I'm not against starseed, really. I love it. It's beautiful. The Arcturian, the Palladians, the Sirians. It's a beautiful, you know, journey that I went through. But I discovered that it was very deceptive, girl. You know, like very super deceptive in a lot of ways. Like, so we call it dark light because that's what it is. And it deceives people. You know, it's like a mind control. Like, oh, and you know, and then you feel good, though. You feel great. You're you know, you can feel your, you know, the love coming in and all this stuff. But then you lose it because you have no ground. You don't know how to ground. And I had to, you know, I did the you know, several banishings. To ground myself, what's going on here? I can't take off in the sky here. Look at the hell. And then when I did my banishings, and they are still very powerful, you know, the LBRP and all the other banishings that I learned, it freaking, like, stopped it right away, like, in its tracks. Like, boom, gone, cut your ass out. And then you start to become more discerning. You're like, whoa, wait a second here. You know what I mean? Like, okay, none of this fluffy bunny shit. But see, people are just channeling anything through their bodies thinking it's all good. All light and love.
Oh, that's really dangerous, because you can end up dead faster that way.
Dead faster.
People are crazy, man. The stuff that they think, like, it's okay, it's cool. No, it is not. It is definitely not.
It's scary. I'm so grateful for that.
There's an older woman that my Glesha teacher had talked about a story. She could talk about a few of them, but this one in particular, that there was a woman that she knew, she was friends with, and she was an older woman, and there was a younger, the guy wasn't as old as her, he was younger, and they were roommates. And I don't think my Glesha teacher was a roommate with them, but she knew both of them. And one night, because usually she has like this weird energy in her or with her, and she allows different entities to inhabit her body and do whatever. And my Glesha teacher told her that is not safe what you're doing, and something bad can really happen. And the woman didn't like, either she didn't care or didn't think anything of it. And one night it got really out of control, and the younger guy called my teacher and told her, look, she's acting very strange. She's growling. She's scratching the wall. She's throwing shit. And I had to lock her in her room because I don't know what's going on. And it's freaking me out.
Jeez.
And she was at a distance where she couldn't get to her right away. But she ended up coming that morning. Well, when she opened the door, because she asked him for the key because he said he wouldn't open it. She opened the door and the woman was dead.
And oh, she died?
In a weird demon-like position. And she said, see, I knew this was going to happen. I knew this was going to happen. And she channeled her spirit.
As love and light.
Huh?
Light, right? It's okay. Come
on in. And that's so dangerous, right? So she so it's like creepy. You just want to, it's cool. Let's just do, no, let's not do that. Let's not do that because that's just all bad. But like she channeled her spirit and was able to summon her spirit. And she said that it was really, really strange. She still had that weird energy that she had on her, but this time it was even stronger now that she was dead. And she just, the woman was just weird. And she said, I don't know how to explain it. The woman was just, something's not right about her. And they gave her a proper burial, but she said that she knew that was going to happen because the woman seemed to not care. And I said, well, I think that it's not so much that she didn't care. It's that the possessions had went on for so long that it altered her mind. And
oh,
it made her appear like she didn't care because she was in an altered state.
Yeah,
and she said, you know, because she's a lot older than me, and she said, you know, like I didn't think about that, and I think that you're right about that. So, I just think that
I
was just too many possessions, and it just got all weird, and then she ended up dead from that. The last one was a bad one, and it killed her.
Oh my goodness, that's terrible. It's terrible. I mean, that's what we're taught in a lot of the mystery schools, is to test them. The spirit that you are connected with, you test them. You test them with a symbol. You know, in the Hermetic order anyway, that I was a part of, you know, we would test them with a symbol.
Right,
we'd utilize certain element symbols. And we'd say, okay, wait a second. Okay, I'm going to test you first. And then the ones that stick around, they're cool, you know. But the ones that don't, they're gone. And I had to utilize, this is when I was really in the Golden Dawn thing. We were living in Puerto Vallarta at the time, and the place was haunted. This house was freaking haunted with a bunch of spirits coming through. It was crazy, right? So finally, I put out the banner.
Oh, I have a friend that has a timeshare
there. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. It's effing, it's beautiful there, girl. I'm in love with Puerto Vallarta. I would rather live there. But I think it's a little crazy right now because, it's just, you know, a lot of mafia shit. But, so I threw out the banner of the West, and the banner of the West is like a triangle, right? And that, every time I put the banner of the West right there, they go, or the banner of the East, they go. It's like the hexagram, looks like the Jewish star, whatever. They freaking flee, like fuck off, like they're gone, you know? So it's like, okay,
right.
But it was like I had to constantly have those around, and then I tell the kids, okay, we're going to have to do our banishings because these little fuckers won't leave. It was crazy. It was crazy in Puerto Vallarta, man. Like, I don't experience that in the Yucatan, and usually in the Yucatan, this is where people were murdered and massacred by the pyramids and shit, you know? So it's pretty freaking crazy. I mean, it's really real, guys. I mean, the afterlife is very real. The real entities out there, you know, and
be careful because a lot of them have a short fuse.
Yeah, I would say so. I fucking dealt with some crazy shit. We've seen like little. Oh, go for it.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, in the kitchen, real quick. When you're dealing with a lot of bloodletting ritual, and I'm not talking about we don't hurt babies and all that shit and kitty cats, because I'm a cat lover, I'm a baby lover, I have four kids I'm in love with. I'm in love with animals. I would never hurt my babies, you know, they're my fur babies, right? She's got her fur babies at home. So we're like animal lovers, we're pagans. I mean, that's what I would say, more paganistic people. When you do rituals with some like demon forces that are on your side, but I really don't like to call them demons. They were labeled demons because of the biblical church, okay, and the Roman Catholic church.
We're supposed to call them demons.
Demons, exactly, demons.
Yeah, demons, right.
Yeah, and they were, and they're ancient. They're actually like supposedly they're ancient gods or the ancient angels that fell, and we are supposedly like them as well. That's why we have such a connection with them. And when you do a lot of blood ritual, and it's just like little drops of your little blood, like a little, you know, like a little prick and boom, you know, and then you're like, okay, I need this to happen. Can you please help me? Because you're giving a little bit of yourself. And it's not really it's not a pact. You can do a pact, but you don't really have to. When you do that, and then all of a sudden they're like, okay, not a problem. I know you're serious, and let's get to work. Let's go, right? Well, when you do that, things start to happen in the house. Okay, weird shit starts to happen in the house. And I'm talking like we were in this other house and, you know, we performed a lot of those little rituals left and right because I had to do a lot of protection in that house that we're living in. It was really just this one recently that we moved from. And all of a sudden we're in the kitchen and this freaking what do you call it, like a little spoon, like a spatula flew out of nowhere and fell in the middle of the freaking floor. And then a plate just flew out, and like while we're washing dishes, and my daughter's like, oh, my God, Mom, did you just see that? I go, what? What just happened? She goes, oh, my God, did you see that thing just fly? Because she's learning. She's learning about the ways. I'm training her, right? You know, she's a little witchy girl. And I said, oh, right. My God. So I had no idea what the fuck was – sorry. What the F was going on. And so I was watching that guy on YouTube. I've been watching him a lot. He's called Behemoth X. I really love watching that guy. He's really dark, but he's funny in a loving way. Like, he loves his kids. He pretends he's Santa Claus for Christmas. Like, he's a family man, but he is a sorcerer. He's there to go to work, to go to town, right? So he had an episode that talked about that. He says, when you do a lot of bloodletting and, you know, rituals, and you're working with these powerful entities, you're going to be, you know, things are going to start moving around the house. And he's like, and what do? You just relax. It's okay. Just let it go and say, okay, that's just part of everything. Because what it is you're bringing, you as a magician, you're bringing everything into manifestation from the ether, from the other side or whatever you want to call it. In that imagination, you are bringing it solid into this reality. So these beings start to become, they manifest themselves in that way. But I'm sure you've had a crazy stories, girl. But that was crazy for us.
I mean, the energy that's been coming out of this house has been crazy because it was already haunted in this house before we moved into it. So I think there's a lot more spirits here than what we originally thought that are not mine that were already here in this house. There was some really dark things, I think, that happened here. And I think somebody killed themselves in here at least twice. There's just like, and I don't know what was here before this house was just the land, but what was in this area before that, I don't know, because I'm not really familiar with Ohio like that because I'm not from here. I'm from San Francisco. So I would know everything about San Francisco and California and Oregon to a point. Yeah.
Cali girl, me too.
Out here. Right. And it kills me to be out here because Ohio is not anything like California. It's nothing like California at all. Jacked up out there. it makes you just want to leave and never come back. I'm just going to say that. But
wow. Oh, that's scary. That's scary. They seem to be more open. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. I was going to say they seem to be more open-minded in California, and there's different types of energies and things like that. Because North Carolina, I felt like, dude, this place is effing dead. It's beautiful, gorgeous, but damn, the people were just on drugs.
It's really corrupt in North and South Carolina, so I would never.
Oh my God.
I would never live there. Mm-mm. I'd maybe swing through there, but I would never live there.
Pretty bad. Mm-hmm.
California is more open to a lot of things. I think Oregon is too, but it's just. It's really corrupt in California and Oregon because it's democratically controlled, and that's a major problem.
Yeah.
I've seen less problems living in a Republican state than staying in a Democratic one was just really insane on steroids, insane. Like, I had to leave and get out of there insane.
Oh, my goodness.
But
yeah, you were thinking about moving to another place.
Wait, who, me? Yeah, I've been looking around.
Yeah, you're thinking of relocating.
And so I don't know where. Like, I'd have to, like, really think about where, you know, if when I do that, like, where is it going to be? Like, is it still going to be out here? Is it going to be another state? Is it? So I don't know yet. But I do know that I lost count on how many spirits I have. And so there are so many of them that the energy has shot to an all-time high record. And I'm not saying this to get other magicians' feathers ruffled, but I didn't know that the energy was bursting out through the top of a bedroom, that it's to the point where it is attracting real live aliens to my house.
Oh,
it is so strong,
well,
and it is like a beacon of light that is attracting them to my house. That is how strong the energy is booming. I swear to God.
Oh,
it got
my goodness.
So weird.
That's scary. Wow.
Like,
that's
I
so
didn't know what
freaking...
was going on. I said, can you guys tell me what's going on? Like, I don't know what's going on. And they're like, your energy coming out of the house, like, it is so strong that we can see it from thousands of miles away. And I'm like, what? Thousands
oh
of miles away
goodness.
In the dark? Really? Like, you know, like, I don't know. It's whatever energy is that, you know, obviously that we're putting off, but also with my spirits and the energy from the vessels, the energy from the magic, the energy from everything, it is so strong that it's attracting alien life. And I don't know about other magicians, but I don't know of any magician that had the energy booming so hard other than King Solomon that it would attract real life aliens and a UFO to your fucking house. To your house.
Oh my God. How's the energy feel? Is it a good feeling or a pretty shitty, crazy feeling?
No, it's not a shitty feeling. I'm not explaining. It's not a shitty feeling because that would drive me insane. It's not negative. It's probably more positive than anything, but it's mixed because you got to remember, I have dark forces and light forces, and all that energy. Plus, I have other. I don't know how to explain this. You know the crystal skulls.
Yeah.
I have quite a few of those, but they're not exactly the same as the ones you would see like in Indiana mm-hmm. Jones. These are having a whole lot of the quartz crystal in them, kind of like the pyramid where it's like loaded down with quartz. And the energy is mm-hmm. strong because of the quartz and the other minerals and whatnot that are in the stone. It is a dark type of quartz. And there are quite a few mm-hmm. aliens that, not all of them, there's quite a few aliens that are in those skulls. And there's
oh my
one
goodness.
Particular one that I have that if you make them mad, they will light your ass up. They also do magic. They wear black cloaks. And if an alien does magic on you, you better fucking hide because they will fuck you up.
Oh.
And it's going to be on a whole different level.
Oh my
It'll
goodness.
Be bad, like really bad. So... the energy is not shitty negative, but it's mixed of light and dark, and it's extremely strong. Because I would have never thought that. Hey, we're gonna you know sit you guys here, and we're gonna pray for something else to come along, type thing, or we're gonna aim and try to have aliens come. And I was like, I don't think that. Like, I wouldn't think that way because that's like, it's such a. It's like extreme to say that without anything to back it. And so I said, I think we need alien assistance for some of these problems that we're having that mm-hmm. are real world problems dealing with corrupt government, and that
right.
the magician has a limit that they hit. And once they get to that limit and you don't know what else to do, then obviously you need to have assistance. So I knew at some point that alien contact was going to have to be made for us to carry our mission out.
Yeah.
I just didn't know how we were going to get
right.
there. I didn't know how that was going to work. So I said, mm-hmm. well, I'm just going to wait.
Wow, that's
and while I'm doing my magic, I'm going to wait and see how we're going to go about this. Well, I didn't have to try to figure it out because the signal is strong and clear to where it's sending out the energy, and that energy is attracting them here because it is so strong.
mm-hmm.
And
that's
so
crazy.
I have already three different types assisting me. We have aliens from Jupiter, we have some from Saturn, and we have some from the moon.
Wow. Oh, Saturn. Yeah, Saturn's a really good planet. That could be pretty damn powerful. Saturnalia.
Yes.
But and while we're on that note about the, you know, other governments and all the stuff that's going on, especially utilizing mind control on the people, let's talk about the past, what happened when you were confronted with a CPS at that one time. Remember when you told us that? You told me? And how
oh,
you handled
yeah, the
it?
The woman, yeah.
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it was about Caden. It was my youngest son, which is now 18, but... So they can't do shit now, thank God. And plus, I left that crappy state. But
yep.
I had to move out of there, actually, when he was 15, I believe, is when we moved. So I had to get out of there. But what happened was, is I don't remember exactly what happened that they were called, but something happened. And I think it had to do something with my son using his piggy bank, and his dad got mad. And I think he spanked him for it or something. And then somebody reported it, and then he got into trouble, and then they were investigating me, even though I wasn't there when this happened. And the woman was telling his dad that he needs to get custody of me, and then she was telling me that I need to keep Caden here, and the father doesn't need to have custody of him because he's too violent. So she was telling us opposite things. When I found that out, I said, I want her gone. I don't care how you do it, just do it. And they said, okay, meaning my spirit.
Oh.
I said, I don't care how you do it, I just want her gone. And I mean permanently gone. Not somewhat gone, not halfway gone. I want all the way gone. And within a few days after that happened, she didn't return. Another worker came to the door and said that she's reported missing and she works for the state and we can't find her. And I said, so what do you want me to do? Do you really think I know where she's at? Because I don't know where she's at. And so, the guy was just like, well, no, I don't expect you to know, but I'm just telling you that she's missing and we can't find her. I'm like, well, I don't know what to tell you. So, you know what I mean? I shook my shoulders and shook my head and said, I don't know. And so I think after that is that guy closed the case, but the case on one end of it was still open because they still can't find her. Now, it's been 7 years later, and they still can't find her. And they're not going to find her.
Wow. She disappeared.
She had to go bye-bye because she was just going to cause, like, a lot of problems, and she had already stirred the can too much.
Well, I'll tell you, with this, you know, how the Child Protective Services are, especially in the West Coast, they're out for blood. They want to grab kids. They'll find a reason. They'll find a stupid reason to grab your kid for their blood ritual sacrifice bullshit. You know?
There's that, and then plus the monetary thing that's in between that. But that's why I won't be living out there because I just can't handle any more of that. Until a Republican gets in there and turns it around and cleans up the mess and throws all the Democrats out, I'm sorry. Those people are very twisted.
Yeah.
They're very twisted people, sick people that need to be locked up.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you. I mean,
or you know, better.
Better like what Vlad said,
which was impalement.
Mm-hmm. Vlad Impaler, Vlad the Impaler. Yeah, I mean, I mean, either way, I mean, they're both still on the same coin. They're still like what David Icke says, they're kind of like the same. They're still Republican, Democrat. I mean, I still voted for Republic for many years. My parents did because they were for business. They were all for business owners and all that.
Yes.
And all the other ones, the Democrats, are all about, I want more money. I want to take money from, you know, welfare. And, you know, he's sucking money from the government and all that other shit. So to me, we were never into that crap, you know, at all. But,
right.
But, yeah, I mean, something has to change. I mean, have you thought about Florida at all? I know Florida seems pretty cool.
Florida I do like. I've never been there, but, I mean, I've seen videos and pictures of it and stuff, and I know people that live there. It's pretty expensive now to live there. The hurricanes are horrendous.
Wow.
Yeah, the hurricanes are really bad.
That's
and
true.
They're on an island, and I cannot handle humidity. I was born and raised in a very dry climate, and I was, you know, San Francisco, California, climate was nothing like it is now. It's been destroyed through HARP, and when I was growing up, we had seasons, but they weren't extreme.
Mm-hmm.
But we did have very hot summers, and they were dry, and I was acclimated to that. I cannot acclimate to humidity. I just can't. I've tried. I've tried all my life, and it just never works, and I have to run a dehumidifier in this state, and I had to do it in Oregon because it was too humid, and I like it super bone dry, so I would run it until it squeezed every fucking last drop of humidity out of the air.
Yeah,
I'm
I need
serious.
To get that because here it's the same way. Yeah, I mean, I was raised in California, you know, growing up and everything. And yeah, here when it's humid, it is ugly. It is ugly. And I'm like, I cannot wait to get out of here because we're thinking about moving to the mountains here in Mexico, somewhere like by San Miguel or it's really witchy over there, too. A lot of witchy people there. So I'm thinking about going out there. It's more in the forest.
You're not going to move to the Peru mountains, all man. That's where you need to move.
No. Oh, it would be that place would be the ultimate place to be. It's gorgeous there, but the government there is really fucked up right now. I mean,
actually,
it's
you know what?
Pretty
I heard that.
Right
I heard that, and I didn't understand
mm-hmm.
why or what was going on over there.
Oh, it's like you know, we lived in Ecuador for about a month, and then we moved to Peru just to visit Peru. But we trying to live in Ecuador. We were going to buy property in Cuenca, and the place is very. Now the people are wonderful. The people are nice. Okay, nothing against the people, even in Peru, lovely, beautiful people. Just like anywhere in the world, and the government is just effed up, right? So like one time I was ordering pizza. You know, I got over Ebola. I'm sorry, it was amoeba.
Oh,
I got
Ebola,
the whole family got hit
scary.
With amoeba. Oh yeah, amoeba was pretty bad too. I mean, we could have died in 2 weeks or less than that.
Right.
And it was in the water, and so. The medicine I was on, the antibiotics, I was effing starving, right? I was so hungry, and I'm like,
oh my God.
I'm like, I need to eat a freaking pizza. I'm starving. So then, you know, my Spanish isn't that great, but, I mean, it's a lot better now. Like, I can hear better. I can understand more. But when they speak their Spanish, it seems different than Mexico Spanish. So it was a little late, utilized different words. And they kept using this word like factura.
Different. Right.
Yeah. And they kept using factura. And I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? I was freaking out because we couldn't figure out what the hell they were saying. And Autumn, she only knew so much Spanish. She was only 8 or 9. I mean, she's freaking fluent now. Both kids are fluent. But I'm like, I just want a fucking pizza. Can I order? And they're like, and I said, look, I will pay you in cash. And they're like, oh, but we something about the passport. I go, what? Why do you need my passport to order with using cash? And so then later I found out. So Darren was like really patient. He's like, what are you talking about? What is going on? So the guy came. He delivered the pizza. And then and what it was is they're like, well, do you need a receipt for tax purposes? And we were going to write that down with your passport to write it down, you know, if you needed a receipt. It was weird. Crazy shit. Like, what the fuck? So they're very articulate when it comes to that. Like, you could tell there's a lot of restrictions in that way. And you could tell that the Nazis were in Argentina. They were, I mean, look at Argentina right now. That place is being ran to the ground right now. Beautiful country. I've never been. I'm dying to go there, but it's like it's just really bad. And anywhere like in the south in that area, yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. I heard after Argentina had that huge, it was like a civil war. It really like crippled that country, and so it's never been the same since. And it's all screwed up.
Yeah, it's bad. And guess what? They're going to have the new president now. The new president is converting to Judaism. Now, again, like I said, I've been a practitioner of ancient Judaism through the Kabbalah for many years, so I have nothing against Jewish people. I love the food. I love the people. They're beautiful people, okay? But there's a certain sect. It's just like any Christian fanatical group or Satan fanatical, whatever fanatical.
Oh, it's the Zionism Jews.
Yes, he's turning into that. Yeah. He's starting, well, I'm going to convert to Judaism. I go, oh, yeah, I know why. But yet he supports Israel. He supports what Israel's doing. And a lot of the rabbis that are living in Israel do not support the Zionists. They don't like them. They're like, and they want to band with the Palestinians. They're trying to tell the Palestinians, we love you as our brother.
They need to throw them out of Israel. It's what they need to do. They need to throw them out because those are the Zionists that are doing that.
Yeah, and they're the ones with the power, with the tax dollars of America is funding it. Tax dollars of everywhere is funding their power. That is why they have all this money to fund and kill and murder and commit genocide. That's what it is. It's not war. It's genocide. So that's what's happening in Argentina right now. So and now, guess what? Here in Mexico, it's a great place, but guess what? There's a Ashkenazi Jewish lady that's planning on running as a candidate for Mexico. And I'm like, she's Ashkenazi. That's part of the Zionists. Many of them are Zionists. And
yeah, I would say no to that.
I mean, and if that happens, I'm getting the F out of here, girl. We'll go to,
Mexico on a whole different scale, and I don't know what that would look like or what that would be, but I don't think it'll
Mexico
be good.
No, I mean, I'm kind of wanting the gang, the big mafias to fight that off because they got a lot of power, like fight that shit off. You know, that's the worst.
Right.
Like, one thing is to have mafia fights and gang fights, that's fine. If you're not involved, cool, whatever, you're not involved in drugs and shit like that. But when you got the freaking government trying to play the Zionism, like, look what happened to the Russia. Russia, with the Bolsheviks that murdered, 60 million Russians before Nazi Germany? I mean, this Bolshevik Zionism shit back in the day. And they're going to bring this.
Oh, wait a minute.
Wasn't
that when Stalin was alive?
Yes, that fucker. Sorry
yeah.
for cussing. I'm getting heated up right now. I hate racism. I hate these efforts hurting people, their beautiful culture, destroying their beautiful culture. They're doing this to the Africans. They're doing this to everybody all over. And it boils my blood. It really does. And it's like we have to take our power back as magicians. We need to learn the old ancient ways, and we need to protect ourselves. We really do. I mean, ammo, yeah, that's another thing, but there's ways you can use the forces of nature to put a stop to this, because that's why they tried to kill many people that were witches or magicians, because they're afraid of our power.
Right.
You know? But since, oh, yeah, we're about to close here. We have 13 minutes left. But anyway, I mean, this is exciting. I love this conversation, girl. We have to get on, you have to get on more often, and we can have more conversations. It'd be wonderful.
Yes.
I mean, can you tell the audience what it is that you do and what you could do to help others, and what services that you offer?
So I do different things. I do a little bit. I don't want to say everything, because I don't do everything, but, I do quite a few things. I offer magical help if it's, needed, obviously. I've also done emergency help, which I don't like doing that often because it's going to normally be when you're dead asleep. So I've done that
mm-hmm.
before in the past, though. Had to wake up at 2 or 3 in the morning with an emergency type of thing to do for somebody. But I do that also in person, if the person wanted, I don't have the other things set up, but I only have one set up for the Shiradhara, which is a Ayurvedic healing method. And it opens up the third eye if your mm-hmm. third eye is stuck. And the other one would be the detox sweating type of thing, but it's underneath a little tent and your head's not in the tent. It should never be in the tent. But I don't have that set up. That part yet. I also there's quite a few things I do, but I can't remember all of them right now for some reason. I'm brain dead.
You help people with court cases and all that.
Court cases. As long as it's not super extreme, you decided to murder X, Y, and Z, and now
yeah.
you want me to somehow turn that around. So I don't think I'm going to be able
exactly.
to do that. So. That's going to be
yeah.
Mission Impossible.
That's understandable.
So, it
no,
can't be, really extreme,
yeah.
right? So,
mm-hmm.
also, I make, alchemical elixirs. I also am going to be trying to set up this year, if I don't keep getting setbacks here from different things coming in. I'm trying to get my thing on track here with, my teaching different things. So I'm trying to get that up and running.
Mm-hmm.
So I have something running while I'm doing the other stuff. So I have literature and all this other stuff, but I have to make copies. And so for people that want to learn magic, then I will be doing that as well.
That'd be
awesome.
Yeah, you definitely need to.
Because I don't have a website.
You need to. Yeah, you definitely need to do your classes. Seriously.
So yeah, I want to do that. I just want to get it back on track because ever since we moved, it's been like crazy with the, you know, with what's happening in the world and me having to like move a few times and because people kept changing their mind. And so then we would have to change our mind. And then we'd, so it's like, you know, I'm trying to get everything that I already had going. I'm trying to get it up and running while I'm out here. So, so yeah. I offer like different things. Like
okay.
Elixirs. I make potions. I do gris. I do, you know, hoodoo. I do other types of magic.
And necromancy, right? You do a lot of necromancy. You do necromancy.
Yes.
Work with the dead. Okay.
Yes.
Awesome.
So
awesome.
And also,
so yeah,
I'm
and
gonna
if
be...
you go ahead.
Huh? And so I'm also going to be, it was supposed to launch last year and there was just too much going on. The ghost hunting thing, I'm going to be trying to also launch that this year. There's a few more pieces of equipment that I need to get. I don't really necessarily need the equipment, but it's for the audience. So, because they want to have proof of whatever. So we make the audience happy by showing proof if they're not there. So I'm going to be setting that up and also merch for that. But I have to set up a website, obviously, for that. So I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to have all that going. I don't know if I'm going to have two different separate websites or if I'm going to make, you know, one website and have all these different things in there. I haven't figured that out yet. But I'm going to have that going and at some point maybe some ghost tours with, you know, some people have certain houses or their house and they have the ghost hunters or whoever is wanting to rent that house for that day to do their ghost hunting. I was thinking about maybe something like that. But, so that's what I'm going to be doing.
Awesome.
So, yeah, that's what I'm going to be doing. So there's a whole lot of – there's, like, lots and lots of stuff. And so I'm just – I can't, like, think – straight with everything that's happened, but I can promise you there's a lot of things there to, like, you know, sift through things that you may want to learn or just know about, or maybe you might want to practice on certain things. Like with the Kabbalah, like I'm trying to learn how to levitate, but I'm not going to do what this other woman did when she learned how to do that. She was up at the ceiling and then she fell and she really got hurt. Like,
oh,
she really got hurt
God.
Because of how she landed. And I was like, that is not safe. Like, you should have had some cushion, multiple-layer cushion pillows, like big ones, on the floor. So when you fall, you're falling on it and not, like, on the floor because she could have broke her knee.
Oh, my God. Because
she landed on her leg.
Crazy.
And so she was crying. And I said, yeah, that's not safe at all. And so
no.
I don't even know how long it's going to take me to levitate, but I know that I have to lose some weight and get my weight back down at least a little bit closer to what it used to be before I can even start doing that. And I believe you have to fast. Once I learn how to levitate, I'll try to show you how to levitate and hope that you don't fall.
Okay. I'll
maybe
put a million cushions
that,
below
so.
Me. Oh my God, that'd be crazy. I mean, I'm loving the flying dreams though. I'm loving those. I want to go back tonight and fly again. I'm like, let's go. Come on.
It's been a while since I did any flying. Like traveling to the astral realm, but I don't know about like the flying. It's been a long minute since I've done that. So, it'll
so
be
fun.
Interesting to get off the ground.
Darren, you were saying? Darren?
Oh, yeah, just talking a joke. I was just going to say, I'm going to suck on a shitload of helium to see if that works for me.
Helium.
Yeah, we should suck on some helium.
Oh, I know, right? Oh, Zep, can you please plug in your email address and your phone number for anyone to call you for your services?
Oh, okay. My email, my phone has a weird thing on here where it's like, I don't know. It can't like it can't differentiate between spam calls and other people calling, and then it marks it like as spam, even though it might not be. So I would have them email me first. That would be better because I don't want them to call and then think that they something's wrong. So it's uppercase O, letter lowercase S-H-U-N, the number 2020 at Proton, P-R-O-T-O-N, mail.com. So protonmail.com.
Proton, yeah.
It's Oshun, 2020 at protonmail.com. And I didn't mention, I need to mention real fast of how I got this curse off. So my spirits
tried. We have four minutes, girl. 4 minutes. Can you answer that
in
4 minutes?
Yeah, I can get it 4 minutes. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, good.
So I had one of my main spirits that were from the dead, that were human, try to remove it, and they couldn't. When they said that it was really hard to try to, they couldn't get it off. Something was wrong. And so then I had like a higher power spirit, Iblis Jinn. And normally people don't work with Iblis Jinn because usually Iblis Jinn will kill you because they don't like humans.
Jinn.
Yes, but it's the Iblis Jinn because there's a difference between just the Jinn and then Iblis Jinn takes it to another whole level. They're more aggressive and they're a lot bigger and they're a lot more stronger. From what I hear, but he tried removing it while I was asleep, and he said that I almost died in my sleep, that he had to give me some of his life force so I wouldn't die. And
oh, my
gosh. This curse cannot be removed this way. It cannot be removed through means of magic because it will kill you. The type of curse you have on you, if it's removed, that the object is that the person who put it on you did that on purpose so that when you try to remove it, it will kill you. And I said, well, this can't stay like this. This has to be removed. This is not cool at all. And I had to talk to another magician, and we had to use something that's kind of like radionics. It's not exactly like radionics.
Yeah.
It's kind of like radionics. And it's in the shape of a pyramid. And that was the thing that weakened the curse over a period of 2 years to where I was able to get it off of me without it killing me. So for anybody that might have a curse on them, because there's a lot of people I run into that have curses on them, and not all of them had did something to somebody to deserve the curse. But there is curses out there that if you try to remove it through magical means, you will die.
Oh,
my
gosh.
Generational curses, right? You're talking about generational curses, right?
Generational?
Yeah, I could be talking about generational curses, but it could just be just a random curse like the curse that we had. It wasn't generational. It was just when that guy did it and then he died, I don't know, maybe 10 years later. So it was only affecting this generation and not the previous, thank God. But, and I had got that confirmation through my ancestors that they don't have a generational curse. So that told me that it was only applied to this lifetime. And I ran into a lot of people that have curses on them and they don't even know. They don't even know.
Yeah.
They know that their life sucks and that it's shitty, but they don't know why.
Yeah, I mean, yours was especially very serious. You were getting ran over by cars and stuff. That
was sick all the time.
Bad.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And being really ill.
And being chronically ill.
Okay, I'm
gonna have that was part of the curse.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very serious, and that's why it's always good to do some banishing, sending it back. But when it's really serious, you're gonna need some help, maybe. Definitely, I agree with you on that. I've had many different experiences. I had a guy do a magnet thing on me, put magnets all over my body, and it got rid of reptilians, draconians, all that shit, grays.
Oh, wow.
All these things get me sick. But anyway, I have to wrap this call up. We have 54 seconds right now. But anyways, thank you so much, Zep, for coming on board and sharing your story to, help people become aware about magic and how powerful it is. I'm so happy about that. And, next on Sunday, we're going to have a special guest as well. He's going to talk about his experience. He was in war with Iraq and had some supernatural experiences. So that'd be something to tune into as well.
Oh,
but anyway, thank you so much, Zep.
Thank you.
I look forward to more shows with you. I look forward to more shows. Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah.
Take care.
Bye. You too.
Well, that's just about it from us for this evening on Moving Beyond the Matrix. Stick around, guys and girls. You have Proof Negative up next with a lot more juicy stuff. And I think we're going to be on for 3 hours on Sundays now.
Yes,
so
Sunday.
That's going to be more interesting. So we've got more stuff to cover on there. So until then, stick around. Proof Negative on next right here on Freedomizer Radio.
Bye-bye, guys. Awesome.